This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission informs that all preparations completed for today's National Assembly elections. Government initiates action against sugarcane mills unwilling to pay the due amount to sugarcane farmers. And Chinese authorities to temporarily shut public transport in Wuhan City to control the spread of coronavirus. Now the news in detail. Elections for the member of a National Assembly are taking place in all seven states today. At a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia shared the information that returning officers and security personnel had already reached the voting centers. Voting will take place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today for 18 National Assembly members' post. The Election Commission further said the State Assembly members, mayors and deputy mayors of municipalities, and chairperson and vice chairpersons of rural municipalities should reach the district headquarters to cast vote. The High Courts of the respective provinces have been designated as the polling centres. There are a total of 2,056 voters, including 550 State Assembly members and 1,506 mayors, deputy mayors, chairpersons and vice-chairpersons of local levels. A total of 45 candidates from six political parties are contesting the elections. The Delegated Management and Government Assurances Committee under the National Assembly has decided to prod various ministries to implement its directives. The committee meeting yesterday made the decision saying the ministries had not implemented the directives it had issued to them from time to time. The meeting also claimed the ministries ignored the directives when it sought clarification from them for not implementing the directives. Committee President Ram Narayan Bidari said the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security and the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, among others, had failed to implement the committee's directives for long. He added that the concerned ministers would be called to the committee's meeting to discuss the matter. Likewise, the committee president, Bidari, said the committee would also take information from the Ministry of Home Affairs regarding the government's assurance of adding up at least 10 border outposts in the coming year and operating a special campaign of border security and crime control. He further informed that the committee also decided to call the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and Minister for Finance to its meeting to discuss about the management of the International Mountaineering Museum. Likewise, the committee decided to discuss with the concerned secretaries at the Home Ministry, Defence Ministry and the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers regarding preservation of animal trophies and antique articles. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Baskota, has warned of budget freeze if the subordinate bodies fail to expedite the works by mid-February. Minister Baskota gave the warning during the first six-month review of the bodies under the ministry for the activities to be conducted in the current fiscal year. The minister directed the chiefs of the departments and agencies to furnish justification why they could not spend budget as per the timeline. Minister Baskota urged the concerned bodies to enforce the decision of selling Radio Nepal's land to Nepal Telecommunications Authority. Meanwhile, the minister asked Nepal television officials to bring forth modality of English World Channel for the Nepal television. Similarly, Minister Baskota also directed concerned bodies to formulate a study team to analyse the spending on social networking sites and the revenue and tax relating to it. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Padma Kumari Arial, has said the government is steadfast in the campaign of recovering the public lands that have been encroached upon by various sides. Speaking at a meeting with party cadres organized by the ruling Communist Party Tanau Committee yesterday, Minister Arial warned of taking stern action against anyone found registering the government land in individual's name. Minister Ariel also shared that a work plan had been prepared for managing 100,000 landless squatters within a year's time. Minister Ariel added that laws related to land management had been formulated for the better management of the lands. Minister for Health, Population, Bhanubhakta Dhakal, has said that anomalies of health sectors have been identified within 2 months of his tenure. Addressing a program organized at Asuna Health Post of Suklaphata Municipality in Kanchanpur District yesterday, Minister Dhakal expressed that the health sector could not make progress due to commission-seeking tendency while purchasing even single medical equipment. Minister Dhakal mentioned that the elected governments after the promulgation of the new constitution have formed 242 new laws related to women's right to property. He expressed determination to make Dalit community land owners at any cost, as providing land to the Dalit community had been mentioned in the law. The Industry, Commerce and Supply Ministry has said that the government has formed a committee to ensure payment of sugarcane farmers regularly and permanently. During a press meet organized at the ministry yesterday, ministry spokesperson Dinesh Patrai said as the problem of payment to the farmer surfaced every year, the government had been working to address the problem without making any hurdles to both the industrialist and the farmers. Spokesperson Patrai further said that the process of seizing the asset of Annapurna in the then Lumbini sugar mills, which have not paid the dues to the farmers, had been forwarded, saying the newly formed committee would study the issues carefully. Spokesperson Bhatrai said almost 80% of the due amount to be paid to the farmers had been paid and 5 sugar mills had cleared the due amounts. Regarding Sri Ram sugar mill, spokesperson Bhatrai said the mill had promised the farmers to pay the due by selling its land, and the process of selling the land had been forwarded by the Ministry of Land Management. As per the information shared, till the given deadline on Tuesday, Annapurna Sugar Mill paid 39 million rupees out of its total due of 420 million rupees. Mahalakshmi Sugar Mill paid 115 million out of its due amount of 214 million rupees. The visiting princess Astrid of Belgium was given a grand welcome in Bharatpur of Chitwan district yesterday. She arrived Chitwan in connection with attending a program organized at Madhya Bindu District Hospital in Nawalparasi. Bharatpur Metropolitan City formally welcomed the visiting dignitary. Bharatpur Mayor Renu Dahal and Deputy Mayor Parvati Shaha received Princess Astrid at the airport, offering her garlands. On the occasion, Mayor Dahal briefed the Belgian royal guest about the geography, culture and tourist significance of Bharatpur city. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nemwang has said national projects are on government's topmost priority. Addressing a program organized by Communist Party in Kanchanpur yesterday, Minister Nemwang said construction work are being done to complete the under construction 4-lane bridge over Mahakali River on time. Minister Nemwang said relations between Nepal, India and China would be stronger after the completion of the bridge, saying east-west railway service would be brought into operation to make transport systematic. The minister mentioned that detailed project report A was being formulated for the same, and construction works would begin from the next fiscal year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to an international update now. Wuhan, a Chinese city of 11 million people, is to temporarily shut public transport as it tries to halt the outbreak of a new strain of virus. Those living in the city have been advised not to leave in a week when millions of Chinese are traveling for the upcoming Lunar New Year holiday. The respiratory illness has spread to other parts of China, with some cases in other countries, including the United States. There are more than 500 confirmed cases and 17 people have died. The virus is understood to be a new strain of coronavirus not previously identified in humans. The SARS, which stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, virus that killed nearly 800 people globally in the early 2000s, was also a coronavirus, as is the common cold. All the fatalities so far have been in Hubei, the province around Wuhan. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central regions, along with in the western hilly region, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places off the high mountainous region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. 11th Commission informs that all preparations completed for today's National Assembly elections. Government initiates action against sugar mills unwilling to pay the due amount to sugarcane farmers. And Chinese authorities to temporarily shut public transport in Wuhan city to control the spread of coronavirus. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.